You're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Has allowed us to allow more people to come into our worship service as we continue to be vaccinated against this COVID virus. And certainly we are grateful as we continue to worship the Lord in spirit as well as in truth, in spite of all the difficulties and the complexities that we're facing in life. And so as we continue to increase in our numbers, we ask you to continue to pray for the church as well.
Yes, sir.
We wanted to continue to encourage each and every one of you to please be vaccinated. Please get your shot. There are no adverse effects. Certainly in the African-American community, there's a lot of stigmas that are attached to why some will not get it. But many of us who have been vaccinated have been secure that we've been protected against this virus that has ravaged not only this nation, but the world.
Yeah.
And so we are encouraging you to please get vaccinated.
Please.
Also, as many of you know, coming up is our 107th church annual, and we will be celebrating next Sunday. It will be a 9 a.m. service, and we will be bringing in Aaron Hinkston III.
All right.
Aaron Hinkston III will be coming to us from Houston.
That's right.
And will be sharing with us, and we want to celebrate in a great way. We do have some little snacks and little takeout boxes that we will be giving. We're trying to get back to normalcy.
All right.
Trying to get back to where we can have our worship service and get back on track. I think right now we are moving in that direction, but we're not there yet.
Yeah.
So continue to pray for the church as well. Daryl? To you for a word, Heavenly Father, that will be convicting. word, Heavenly Father, that will be inspiring, that will draw men and women into your holy and gracious presence. And our Father, as we always pray, according to your will and your purpose, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy to be praised. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. And all of God's children said, amen.
Amen.
Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Mr. Weston, Mr. Cotton, Reverend Bell in his absence, to you, the Antioch family, those that are visiting with us today, we want to greet you as well. As always, I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, the pastor here. We're so grateful for your presence here with us this morning as we celebrate the Lord. And those of you who are listening to us by radio as well as internet, we are welcoming you into our worship service as well. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that's taken from a couple of scriptures. Luke 23:34 and Matthew 6:14-15. Luke 23 verse 34 and Matthew 6:14-15. And we have it on our screen, Luke 23, where we find this word. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment. And they parted his raiment.
And cast lot.
Thank you. And Matthew 6:14, for if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father. Let me read it out of you. Luke 6:14-15. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Thank you. You may be seated. I should have just read it out of my mouth. I want to use for a topic this morning, a father's plan for forgiveness.
Amen.
A father's plan for forgiveness.
Yeah.
How many of us this morning know that God has a plan of forgiveness?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And this forgiveness was designed specifically for you and for me. My brothers and sisters, have you ever heard a person say, I will forgive them, but I won't forget it? I will forgive them, but I won't forget it. And that statement is what we call an oxymoron. And an oxymoron is a figure of speech in which apparently contradictory terms appear.
Yeah.
In other words, an oxymoron is self-contradicting, which means you can't say one thing and mean another. I will forgive them, but I won't forget it. I shared this so often with Mom. Mom's 93, will be 93 next month. And now she seems like she's remembering all of the stuff that used to bother her, and she's still angry about it. And I'm like, Mom, you've got to forgive and let it go. And that is what we as a nation should be embracing, to forgive stuff and let it go. Because if we refuse to let stuff go and hold on to it, it will mount up and an enormous capacity, and you will see the greatest division that we are experiencing as a people at this very moment.
Yes, we are.
There are so many things that are carrying right before our eyes because we won't forgive and let things go.
Yes, sir.
My brothers and sisters, how can we say, I will forgive you or forgive someone, but we won't forget it? Is it possible that there is something at the root of our heart that won't allow us to forgive? The heart is the center of our emotion, and if we can't forgive and let go, there's a heart problem. We've got enough problems with our heart, with blood pressure and cholesterol, and we don't need to add spiritual stuff as well. We need to forgive and let it go. Stop carrying stuff that was done yesterday that we have absolutely no control over. That's history. We can't change things that have happened in the past. Forgive it, let go, move on. Don't waste your time holding on to stuff that you can't change. You can never change a person. The only person you can change is yourself. If we won't forget it, then that's not true forgiveness. In Matthew 6 and 14 and verse 15, it states, "For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." But, conjunction, "If ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you or forgive your trespasses." We could ask the question, does that statement mean that a person won't be forgiven by God if you don't forgive others? Let's see. Matthew 6 does not teach us that our eternal destiny is based on our forgiving others. But there's a conjunction. On the other hand, it does teach us that our relationship with God will be damaged if we refuse to pardon those who have offended us. You can't hold on to stuff and still be the same with God, because God was the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And God is a God who said, "I'll forgive your stuff." Why can't you do the same? The Bible is clear, my brothers and sisters, that God pardons sin by his grace based on Christ's work on the cross alone, not on man's or our action. You missed it. The Bible is clear. God pardons sin by his grace based on Christ's work on the cross, not on man or our actions. Our right standing before God is established on one thing only, the finished work of Christ. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." It ain't based on you. It's based on Christ. The penalty for sin that is rightly ours is paid by Christ.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.